Wow, now, we've had a bit of celebration. And I've got to be honest here, I was thinking about motherhood, and it isn't always easy, is it, being a mum? It's perhaps one of the hardest things that we can do. So you might say, well, who would be a mum when it's such a difficult task? It starts off difficult. It's actually called labour. It's something that's actually, for most people, quite painful. And here's a question. Did any mum here give birth without any pain at all? No? Bit painful, was it? Yeah? That's a bit, a lot. It was a lot painful. Okay. They vary, don't they? Sometimes kids sort of slip out and there they are. No pain at all. Don't happen very often, but now and again. And mostly, though, it's a bit of a painful experience. And as they grow up, as they get a bit older, so it doesn't necessarily get easier. Again, any mums here managed to go perfectly through every night when the babies were very little? Oh, we got... No, you're just stroking something. No. Any mums here managed to have nights without being interrupted? No? No? You all had sleepless nights, have you? With your children? Is that how it works? If you can't see that, it says, I didn't want anything. I just wanted to see how fast you could get here in case of an emergency. So it's not easy, is it, being a mum? Sometimes kids give you a bit of trouble. Tantrums. You go shopping, you're in Sainsbury's. I want a packet of crisps. You're not having a packet of crisps. Wait till you get home. I want a packet of crisps. I want a packet of crisps. And so it goes on, and then they start lying on the floor and giving you right grief. So tantrums, not all children, but not unusual for children to have tantrums. And sometimes, even as they get a bit older, the tantrums stay there. Something mums have to cope with. And then there's the strong-willed child. Some of you might have had a strong-willed child. Some of you might be strong-willed children. You think, why is it that this little one seems to be ruling my life? They are three. Why is it that they say, I'm not doing that, I'm not doing that, I want this? And you say, no, come on, come on. But they don't always play ball, do they? Some children are very strong-willed. Some of them continue being strong-willed throughout their lives. So a lot to cope with as a mum. And as they grow up, your children, my children, don't always have the same sort of idea about what's appropriate to wear. I know when I was living at home, my mum would say to me, I think you ought to get your hair cut. That was when it was long. Okay, then she don't say it now. Well, she wouldn't because she's dead. But anyway, parents don't always agree with what their children look like. I mean, why not? You know, why not? We all, as we grow up, have our particular way we want to look. And actually, that can be quite upsetting for our parents. And then we worry about when they go out, who are they going to meet when they go into Croydon, when they go clubbing? Because children will want to do that. They want their independence. They want to go clubbing and meet people that you probably think, I don't really want them going out with that sort of person. But you never know, do you? It's one of the pains of being a parent that our children will live their lives and they will be doing things that we might not be over excited about. So it's very tough being a mum and a dad. So what do? We've got to give them their freedom or we cage them up. You can't cage them up. You can't say, you're not going out. You're not going with that person. You're not going to wear that. You can up to a point, okay? But then they get to a certain age and you try saying it to your 25-year-old, you are not going out tonight, or you must be in bed by 9:30. It doesn't actually work, does it? They will get their independence, and rightly so. And they will make their mistakes. We all make mistakes as we grow up. You know, sometimes our children will be a disappointment to us sometimes. You'll think, you know what, he was set for 3 straight A's. How comes he's ended up with 2 D's and an E? That's how it happens sometimes. You know, we have aspirations, but it doesn't always work out like that. They will make mistakes. They will go out with the wrong people. They might marry somebody you think, I wish you hadn't married them. But that's how life is. There will be pain and sadness. And of course, it's not just about mistakes that they make. Sometimes life deals us a rough hand. And there are times when a mum or a dad is sitting at the bedside of a very sick child. Some of you may have had that experience. Probably nothing harder for a mum than to be there with her child, possibly even dying. What a terribly difficult thing, very painful thing. But that is how life is sometimes. You know what? When Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary took Jesus to the temple, and there was a guy there. What was his name? Do you know? Simeon. And he blessed that child, but he also said something pretty strange to Mary. He said, and sorrow like a sharp sword will break your own heart. She had just received this little baby, Jesus. She goes to Simeon, and Simeon says, Mary, this child will be a blessing, but sorrow, like a sharp sword, will break your own heart. Mary lived with that pain through her life, and especially when it came to the cross. When she saw her son on the cross, imagine how that was for a mother to see her son dying on the cross. Such pain that she would have had to endure. In our story, we come across another mother who's coping with a lot of pain. That's the lady we often call the widow of Nain. How does Jesus respond to her? What did it say in that passage? It said something like this: when the Lord saw her, his heart was filled with pity for her. I don't know what you're going through, but if you're a mum, if you're a dad, chances are you're going through some sort of pain. That is how life is. And Jesus says the same to you, or it would say the same about you, that Jesus' heart is filled with compassion. I don't really like that word, pity. The better word is compassion. Jesus' heart is filled with compassion for you. That's the reality. Now, we know the end to this story, don't we? Because John just read it to us. And what happened in that story is that Jesus raised that son back to life. There was a happy ending. And how is it for us? Will there be a happy ending? Well, I'd like to say yes. There's a wonderful passage in John 16, and it goes like this: now you are sad, but I will see you again, and your hearts will be filled with gladness, the kind of gladness that no one can take away from you. So, I don't know where you are, as mums, as dads. Some of you will say, Bill, I've never known life better. Do you know what? Everything is just brilliant. No problems. My children are perfect. I've got no worries for them at all. I'd be a little bit surprised if there are many in that category. Might be a few, but, you know, most of us know that life is tough and there's pain along the way. And sometimes that pain is very, very acute. Perhaps our children have gone off perhaps they've died. And I want you to hold in mind those words of Jesus. Now you are sad, but I will see you again, and your hearts will be filled with gladness, the kind of gladness that no one can take away from you. And if you're that mum that's struggling, I want you just to think of yourself, okay, in the arms of Jesus. Because that's how it's going to be, okay? Whatever the pain is, just picture that. Jesus holding you in his arms. He knows what pain is like. His mother knew terrible sorrow. So he can come alongside and hold you in his arms. And I want to pray that for any of us here who feel any sort of pain at all, especially with regard to our children, you know, for some of us it works the other way. And for some of us, our sorrow is not so much for our children, but perhaps it's for our mums. Maybe our mums are going through a hard time. So let's pray that God would bring his comfort to them and to us, knowing that our sadness is for a short time, but our gladness is for always. Lord Jesus, thank you that you understand exactly how it is for us. For each one going through a time of sorrow and pain, you know how it is. You come alongside and you say that this sorrow is for a short time, but joy and hope are for eternity. So Lord, thank you for that. And may those of us who are feeling sorrow have that picture of you with your arms around us. For we pray it in your name. Amen.